95.3 to Q, the alternative station. Bush, cold, contagious. Moving on with it. Save Ferris. Come on, Eileen. Come on. Here, girl. Come on. Come on. No, stay down. Down. Oh, God.
103.5 KEDG. Las Vegas.
Yeah. What's this? Okay. Well, we'll hear it in its entirety. You're going to be taking on our champion. And then you got the challenger and the champion. Oh, my God. If I do it fast enough, it's the same song. Look.
It's enough of that. Sorry. Get carried away. Don't worry. I'll be taking my medication soon. It's Hawthorne Heights, Ohio's for Lovers on 106.7 The End.
If we hit $1,000, I am being forced to give out another clue, which I may give out two more clues. Lisa, uh-oh, for $990, who is the dead guy in the envelope?
Johnny Carson?
The dead guy in the envelope is not Johnny Carson.
Man. Oh,
you're not correct, sir.
It goes up to $1,000, which means tomorrow two more clues.
We're trying to figure it out. There's 153 different breeds, over 123,000 registered owners with the American Kennel Club. What is the most popular breed? What do you say?
Labrador Retriever.
You are correct, my friend.
Right there.
I call every morning and I get through. And I always get the answer wrong. I got up this morning and I said, you know what? I'm going to be the first caller today and I'm going to get it right. And I did it.
I actually have a problem with the ghost in my house.
You got a ghost in the house, Miss Lorena. What do we do to be able to get peace of mind out of that?
This ghost isn't bothering anyone. It has a tendency to move some of your objects, like your keys and stuff.
Is that true, Amanda? Is that really going on?
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy!
And then it makes weird noises.
Now, Miss Lorena, can you tell us what kind of ghost he may be? I mean, was he a blue-collar worker in this life?
This is interesting because I see two ghosts in your house. I see a female and a male.
Uh-oh, now we know what the weird noises are.
Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Let me tell you something about that spanking the kids thing.
Aha, yes. Talk to me, girl.
I don't spank my kids.
Uh-huh.
Unless they've put themselves in a dangerous situation and I need to get my point across. Do you know what I mean? And
right.
It's like life or death thing. But I think they've maybe gotten two spankings. She's gotten two spankings in the whole 11 years that she's been alive. But I don't think that right should be taken away from parents.
I don't think the state should have the right to tell parents what to do.
I don't think so either.
I think the state has the right to make parents responsible for what their kids do.
They shouldn't be able to say, don't put your hands on your kids, because there is, I mean, you know, it's not black or white.
Exactly. Exactly. Each situation warrants a different action.
Exactly.
I am so glad that I got to go to college so you guys can dress me up like such a dumbass.
On the other line, we got Tank with his giant chicken of the desert costume on.
Hey, Tank!
Yo!
Hey, you know, I don't know if you guys use Tank to his full potential, but I think you're close.
Just went by and saw Tank, shook his hand and stuff. You know what? I think you ought to make him the mascot for KCLB.
Have the giant chicken of the desert be the mascot?
Yeah, why not?
That'd be good.
What is going on?
I lost, I didn't really lose a bet, but I kind of bet someone in the rain. I shaved my head.
I don't think this is appropriate.
It's not. I don't have school pictures coming up. It's okay.
Actually, let's change the deal. Let's shave the beard and keep the hair. Come on, for your mother.
Sorry, Mom. I love you, but
this is not funny.
Thanks, Mom. Listening on the internet, dude.
Wow, yeah.
You're in trouble. No, you are in trouble.
We're going to deploy a $5 bill. Tank has marked it with a T. We're going to see once somebody picks it up, would they give it back? It's called the infamous dollar drop.
The bill has been deployed.
Okay, the bill has been deployed. Okay.
Oh, wait. Here's one. A lady picks it up, takes the bait.
She's wearing green. You better hurry.
Do you see one over there by the door? Does it have a little mark on it, like a T? Can I have it back, maybe? Or do you...
She's not going to give it back.
Yeah, you can keep it if you really don't want to give it back.
Look at the way she's dressed. Let her keep it.